This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All right, it's crossover time brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. It is the crossover. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
How we doing?
Oh, dynamite.
What's hot today?
Niners.
Yeah, we went some Niners.
What are you hot on today?
Oh, boy.
What are you guys hot on today? I don't need to know the names of the teams
in
the bed.
I got you.
What's got you going?
I guess I'm solo dolo in regard to, I think, Greenlaw. I think he's going to be healthy and they're going to miss him. That's the one departure, I think, Dibs. I know we fought on it. I just feel like that was the one I would have took a chance on to hope he could rebound and be available.
Yeah, I don't think that we fought on that. I mean, I'm kind of...
might have been Evan.
Yeah, I might be in the same mode as you. And I look at all of the departures and I wonder who is going to replace. And I know when you lose Mooney Ward and you've got a couple of guys there, okay, you've got some corners. Yeah. And I know they signed a safety and you brought in a new tight end, but you lose your best healthy wide receiver. Maybe Juwan's better, but you lose Debo. And I do think when you lose Juszczyk, it is, you know, something that you have to look at as far as how you're going to run your offense. And, you know, you lose Floyd on the edge, who
was available.
And he played 8.5 sacks and, you know, not great against the run, but he's at least a guy who can get after the passer. So I wonder how all these places that you have now openings, how you're going to replace them.
Oh. 95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
You better bring it on in.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Network has reported that the 49ers have agreed to terms with veteran special teams ace Luke Gifford on a one-year contract.
Yeah! It's about time. It's about time they brought in Gifford.
Any relation to Frank? Is this Frank's, like, nephew or...
Win one for the Gifford.
Okay.
Yeah. Evan, break down his game. What are his strengths and weaknesses?
Special teams ace.
And you guys,
is he a gunner?
Niners.
Yeah.
You doubted him.
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all.
Tell you.
I did think it was both. I go, he's about to say it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy.
Evan, Evan watches Bosa a lot. Yeah. I'm talking about Joey Bosa. He thinks it's not a bad idea.
Well, I thought they were going away from that risky pay you and you, the availability is equal.
Well, I don't know what they're paying him.
Well, there
and
we
I
go.
Don't, I, don't know, I don't know what the cost is.
Yeah.
So, like, one thing you just said that I want to jump at.
Okay.
It's actually, you didn't say it.
But the Greenlaw?
No, the best ability is availability is the stupidest thing I've ever heard people say.
I stole it from Stephen.
I know, but it's not. That's not, like, that's
well,
the
it actually
bar.
Is.
But
you know.
That's the bar we're setting. We just need you to be available.
Mm.
I'd like you to be good. I'd like you to be good. And dang it, with defensive linemen, we get so focused on that sack number. Leonard Floyd did not play good football last year. He was fine with 8.5 sacks.
Got a new home with the Falcons.
Yeah, $10 million.
Good for
Atlanta.
That's too much. This pressure rate on the quarterback was bad, and his run defense was worse.
That's why the Rams said 9-9.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of hand-wringing over keeping players who went 6-11. That's what I think.
Well, and here's the issue is the guys who are still on the team, who they're paying a lot of money to, it feels like there's too much uncertainty with the group as a whole. Whether it's Ayuk, whether it's McCaffrey, I get it. Purdy's going to be the starting quarterback, and I'm not saying that we don't know if he's a pro quarterback or not, but he's got to bounce back. And Trent Williams.
Thank you.
They need these guys to all be better than last year.
And be more available. Yeah. And so, like, availability is the number one ability, because you can talk about Joey Bosa and let's bring him in, but he played 46% of the snaps last year, and he's played 53% of the games over the last 3 years. So he's just not available. And if you can get him for whatever, like Floyd just got $10 million. Can you pay him $10 million? Well, I doubt it. And, you know, if you're Joey Bosa, and we know how the Bosas work, they're going to extract every dollar, and he is from South Florida, so he would rather take $10 million with Miami than he would take $10 million here to play with his brother, I think, because that $10 million is a clean $10 million. This $10 million is about 7.1. So unless you want to pay him 13, which is really 10, I don't think you're getting him. Joey Bosa is going to be a Dolphin. You can go ahead and put it in the cap, lock it up, do whatever you want. I'm going to put it out there right now. Cuckoo!
No, they're working on other stuff.
They are. They're watching a game, is what they're doing.
What's the game?
Just making noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, well, you're watching in there. What's going on? What's fun? What's happening in
but
there?
But Willard, yeah, if not it's not yeah, your boy Bosa Dibs, they still need to go find people to replenish D line.
Okay, let me ask
that
you all this.
That used to be a strength.
Let me ask you all this. We're in day two. In this moment, right now, do you give the Niners the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, I do.
No.
I do.
Okay.
I do. No.
No.
They get an F right now.
I give it a B.
You get an F.
Okay. Well, it's not
really.
The grading period's not here yet, but okay.
I don't want
the benefit of the doubt. So no.
No.
So no. They get no benefit of the doubt. They get no benefit of the doubt.
Yes, they do. And I'll tell you. And I'll use the Warriors as an example. When we were getting late in the trading deadline, and we saw some guys going here or there, we were like, sign it. What's going? They're not doing it. And then they got Butler. So they're still within the realm of possibility.
Right.
They could do some stuff.
But this is not that. Like, this is you've lost 11 players, and we can all disparage Floyd for not being a run stopper. He was never brought in to be a run stopper.
Sure
he's not
are.
A three-down defensive end.
Yeah,
and, you know, when you understand football, you know that not every single person.
I see.
So not every guy is brought in to be.
No, actually,
like, Nick Bosa is a three-down guy.
And
so when you bring in Floyd, he's not a guy you brought in to be a three-down guy.
I saw the contract. Parag shared it with me. It said on there, Leonard, when the running back comes to you, wave. Just wave at him. Thanks for coming. Go this way.
Yeah.
That's what they brought him
and
in.
And we can just blame him for their bad run defense. And that's fair.
Just like honestly, if we're gonna play that game, they lost 11 people. How many of them do you care about?
Yeah.
Probably three or four.
Okay, then they lost three or four.
Right.
Like who like And
well,
so,
let's go through them.
Greenlaw. Yes, I care.
Okay.
That hurt.
Do you care?
That hurt.
Okay. So
yes,
I am by
hurt.
Myself. Okay.
That hurt.
Juszczyk.
Emotionally hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to say
Hufanga.
No. I'm going to say no.
Well, they signed his replacement today.
Yeah.
Who, I mean.
Well, no, they didn't sign his replacement today. They signed someone who's going to compete with Jair Brown to back up.
That's my man from Atlanta.
Right.
Malik Mustafa is his replacement.
And Hufanga would have been a backup this year if you would have brought him back. So, yeah.
Mooney Ward.
No.
We'll see.
I feel terrible for him.
I like that. We'll see.
I feel terrible for him with everything that he's been through, but he wanted to get out of here.
Right.
He did not play well last year for obvious reasons. I thought that was telegraphed all year. That was no surprise.
Jalen Moore?
Or Jalen, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You miss him.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Your right tackle is a joke, and your left tackle is 37 who can't stay healthy. So yes,
and both of them beat Jalen Moore out for jobs. Go ahead.
You got a big. You got. Okay. I'm just the MC.
Yeah, and beat him out on a team that went 6-11. So let's be fair about. You can't just disparage guys who we don't miss because they were 6-11. And now a guy who got beat out on a team that was 6-11. Maybe if he played, you would have been 7-10.
Maybe that's
exactly.
That's a total hypothetical. But
Debo
so is yours.
No, it's not.
Debo.
No, to me.
No.
It was Sean.
Wait.
You still think he got action? Well, I'm saying no, we don't miss him, or they don't miss him.
I mean, maybe.
Well, you had maybe.
But I guess, I get he didn't have a great year, but
he said no,
I
mean, too.
That's Debo.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. I'm with you, Stine. No. Maybe.
Oh. I think that the way he behaved showed you that he is not sold out anymore to be a part of this. Well,
fair enough. Aaron Banks.
This is the one I think they're going to. I thought when you draft a guy that plays well, tell me if I'm wrong, you can't wait to reward him with the contract. And I thought Banks did well.
See, that's not automatic. You can't just like, and plays well is obviously subjective. He had his moments. He had a nice season 2 years ago. Last year, less.
So you're confident in the draft? They can
I certainly wouldn't have given him $77 million.
No,
dollars.
He came up. It's a lot.
That's too, I'm like, no. No, so like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of these, there's a tweener answer. Do you miss him? Maybe, but
now
I'm
that's
not
different. Right? All right, okay.
I would like potato chips, but I'm not going to spend $28 for a bag. Like, no.
What about a canister of Pringles?
That's different.
That is different.
That's sour cream. Abundant life.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have more?
Yeah.
Javon Hargrave.
No.
No.
Boy, remember when the 49ers got it.
You thought he was, come on.
Remember Baldy came on the station? He's like, this is the signing of the offseason in the whole league.
Wow.
Like, I was fired
up. Bosa.
I was fired up. He came on the show with Bonte and Joe. Yeah. I was fired up. Man. God, that was a bust.
You My Philly know. Fans were like, well, he doesn't play all four downs. He doesn't play three downs. Yeah. And
he played
Jalen Carter.
He didn't play two downs
10%
either.
Of the snaps.
Malik Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, you'll miss him.
I mean, that's... Like, some of these, I got to know who they're replacing him with.
True. Elijah Mitchell and Leonard Floyd.
No.
Yes, for Leonard Floyd. Yeah. He's a guy who could at least get after the passer.
Well, he's got to be replaced.
Right. And so he's a guy who at least could get after the passer. And when Nick Bosa's getting double teamed and Nick Bosa's making it hard, he's a guy who could get home. And I know that you've got some other guys who are former Niners who are out there that maybe you can bring in for less. And we'll see. So a lot of this, I do believe, is okay, now what? Now, how are you going to replace these players and with what? Because you can't just replace them all in the draft. You're going to have to go to the thrift store and try to find some great little finds out there. And that's kind of where you are as a team.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I like a point that Tim Calcami made in the SF Standard today, and he'll join us at 3 o'clock, exactly an hour from now. And it's sort of like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now, but there's a clock on that. And the first day of free agency is notorious for being the biggest spending, obviously. The Niners sat that out. They don't want to, quote, overspend. Some of those are good buys. I saw a lot of things yesterday that I would predict are bad purchases, right? And so, but I'm with Dibs on this end, like, you can't sit the entire free agency out.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think we're at the thrift store yet. I don't think we're there yet.
One more day, maybe.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see who else goes. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of players still out there who I think can produce for the Niners. And if they do that and they do that well, and you guys are not wrong, they're going to have to nail the draft. They nailed last year's. They're going to have to do that again. Got a lot of picks. I'm not selling the season yet.
No, you can't with that schedule.
Free agency started 30 hours ago. There's a way that this can go still.
Warriors game last night. They beat Portland 130-120.
Feisty Portland.
Shot the hell out of it. Any takeaways from that game?
It's almost like wins are getting mundane again. Mm. Like
Kevin Durant here.
Yeah. You guys got any Warrior concerns?
No, like the Kuminga for mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what? And in what way?
Where he's at physically
And I know we got into it yesterday, and it wasn't Kuminga versus this guy or that guy, but it sounded that way. But the bottom line is he at a point to where this is just going to be a smooth ramp up, and then whatever his role is, he'll physically be able, his body will physically be able to handle it. Because I'm just watching last night against bruisers, I'll call them thugs, they're around the league, you know, not stars. You know, the Warriors are going to have some problems with girth and goon type of dudes, and I think Kuminga can play through that stuff. So I'm hoping, by all accounts, he's going to be back Thursday against Sac at home.
Detroit is like the embodiment of what you're talking about.
No doubt about it.
So that didn't convince you the other night?
No, it wasn't convincing. Duren played strong, and I know, you know, he wasn't perfect, but
he had a great half.
I heard it yesterday. Yeah, he had a great half. And maybe it was that half, like the full game.
He pinned his you-know-what. In the second half.
Anyway. I'm not concerned at all about Kuminga, because right now they're a good team. Mm. And if he comes back and can make them better, that's great.
Yeah.
But he's missed so many games now, and the season's getting into that point where, like, I'm not concerned. If he works, he works. If he doesn't, we'll move forward with him playing limited minutes. And I do think, yeah, he could help him win some important games here and there. I want to see, I want to see him impact them winning, continuing to win, and maybe in a little different way sometimes when they have to.
Any for you too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No, not really. Not for me. I mean, you look at what happened last night, and it was GP2 or GP3, incredible, as they're now calling him, who he had a big game. And so I think about if you get Quentin Post and GP2 and Pods, and, you know, Buddy is getting more comfortable. If you get these ancillary pieces, the others, as you call them, if you get two of them to have big games on any given night, well, now you've got a team that's going to be tough to beat, because you got Gary in the corner and you've got Quentin above the break. And you've got, you know, Buddy Hield, who can catch and shoot. And you've got Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. You add Jonathan. And I do think that as you look at this team, it becomes a little bit more strength in numbers-ish, yes, where you've got, you know, if you have Gary contributing, and you know that Kevon in the playoffs is going to have at least one game where he gets 12 or 14 rebounds and in the right spot. And so I do think that this team is built to not rely on just the big three. You've got 8, 9, 10 guys who can, you know, pick their spots and come in and contribute. So it's feeling more and more like a real run, as opposed to, oh, wow, the nice Jimmy bump. It's the Jimmy Butler bump. Well, now it's not just that. Now it's like almost a month of
and the others.
Know, well, you look at Cleveland and OKC, and they're the only two teams who've been better than you since the deadline. And Cleveland is, I believe, still undefeated.
Good Lord.
And OKC's lost once or maybe twice.
Denver
and,
put it on them yesterday.
And then it's you, Golden State.
Real quick, Kuminga expected to play Thursday against the Kings, according to Anthony Slater.
Beautiful. All right, Steve Kerr today at 5.
Yeah, oh, okay. Steve Kerr at 5. We'll be locked in.
I have one. And it's not an X's and O's thing. I agree with you, Dibs. Like, I mean, the basketball looks great right now. There's too much optimism.
That is sweet.
There is.
And it's coming from an optimist.
There's too much optimism. I think that the Warriors are playing so well that we've decided the sixth seed is theirs, and nothing worse can happen. Well, and Minnesota is a half
we talked about
game behind them.
Clippers are game
and has also won 5 in a row. And they were playing the last month and a half totally injured, and they just got healthy. And that's the other thing. Like, with the, you know, Steiny, I mean, this is one of those. You talk about this a lot. I don't know how to sometimes talk about this in sports because it's omnipresent. But they're one ankle twist for someone away from being a totally mediocre team again.
Well, to me,
and they're all these are 35 to 38-year-olds.
When the Kyrie thing happened, I'm like, that's for
look up and down the league. LeBron is out, and the Mavericks don't have any players.
Jaren Jackson
Jr. is out. And Thompson,
but you can't live that way. You got to just go play.
You got to go play. But I just, like, I feel like they're playing so well that we've decided, well, the six seed's, like, the worst thing that could happen.
I kind of agree with that.
And if you end up in the play-in,
you
won two games,
all this winning, and you're
over.
Going back to the box.
Well, the other thing is, even if they stay healthy, like, if they lose 2 of 3 games and the Rockets win 2 of 3, they're done. Like they won't be able to catch him because there's not enough time. I know it's only 3 games, but or if Houston beats the Warriors in their last head to head, that's going to hurt. So the Warriors, like, they have to keep winning. Maybe not quite at this pace, but what do they have? 17 left. Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Probably have to win 12 to stay in the sixth spot.
And when you put your foot on the gas that hard for that long, sometimes you run out of gas.
I got a question I asked Donnie during the show. You said they got to keep winning. Do you feel like they might be, because I feel like they're so good, this don't apply to them, but could they be peaking too soon?
The only way to answer that is in terms of health. Like, I worry that if you do play this well through the end of the regular season, what do you have left for the playoffs?
Damn.
Steph Curry sat out for 3 weeks 3 years ago, came back, started the playoffs, boom, championship. Like, is LeBron playing possum right now? So he's just resting?
No, my dad thinks so, but I got you.
Do you know, like, so if they've got...
They're the third seed now. They're playing, they've already slipped.
Right, but they're fine. Because they've played, like, in other words, I guess I'd put it this way. I'm still worried that the early part of the season is going to ding them.
I think that there's a chance that, let's say they win, you know, 8 of the next 10 or 11. I think at that point, if they're, you know, 6 and 7, it looks like it's going to be 6 or 7. At that point, they can maybe not take their foot off, but kind of take their foot off and say, boy, 2 and 3 are so close in terms of this. Like, we can't control. Like, we could win the rest of our games and still get Denver. Or we could get, you know, we could lose a bunch and still end up with Memphis because of what Memphis does. So I do think, like, if they solidify into 6 and 7 with Minnesota and separate some from the Clippers, then they may try to get a little bit of rest before the postseason.
As long as Dallas is the 10.
I feel like Phoenix is going to catch them.
Well, I know you play the 8. In other words, I guess actually the 10, if you're the 7, you probably never even see him. My point is I don't want to be in that playing tournament.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Like, you one or two and you're out.
All this winning, and I'm like, they're one from the going back to the box.
Yep, would you feel good if you got the 7 seed, but you're staring at the Clippers and the Kings? Or the T-Wolves for a couple of games? I think they'd win one of them.
I wanted it all, though. Yeah, no doubt.
But what if 7 would yield you what you think is a better matchup? For example, you're not going to get Oklahoma City, but you're probably going to get... It looks like you're going to get Denver. You're going to get...
Lakers or
Memphis.
For me, it's about 5, because if you get to 5, you're almost assured to get Memphis or Houston. I don't think that Houston's going to climb over LA.
Yeah.
And if LA falls to four and you're five, well, that's where late in the year, maybe you trick off a couple of games and fall back to six.
Mm.
I do think if I'm in that spot, I'm thinking about how do I get to Memphis and Houston in that first round. I think I could beat both of them, and then I'll take my chances with OKC, Denver, or LA in the next round.
I'm with you.
Yeah, for me, it's about, you know, and you're talking about jerry rigging your seed, and you know, maybe you want to shut it down, and if you see that you can get to the six, and then the three is a little softer. But for me, right now, it's about getting to five, because if you're five, it's most likely going to be Memphis or Houston in the four, and that's, I think, what you would
want. But they're three back, and Houston's won two in a row after kind of not playing good ball.
And you do have Houston one more time, if I'm not mistaken.
You do. So that's one.
But if you don't get
to make up two more somewhere else.
Can I assume that if you don't get Houston, you would want Memphis instead of the Lakers or Denver?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt.
And I think the league will be there to help you avoid the Lakers if need.
Interesting. But I do think
they want LA in May.
They do not want that to be a first round series.
I do think that series is going to be chippy. That series will be chippy, yes.
Of course it will.
And that's why, like, I kind of don't want them to play Houston. I want one of those three because I think that'll be any of the three will be a really fun match.
But hadn't Butler already got his rest, per se? Being that,
Butler, I'm with you on Butler.
We're not just talking about Butler, though.
Gotcha. Like, Jimmy been rested. I mean,
by the way, there's another reason to avoid the seven. Like, you get a week off.
Well, man, to watch
if you just get that six seed, you get a week. And they need that. Yeah. Man, they're going to need that.
Yeah.
Gonna need that.
All right, Tim Kawakami coming up at 3.
Yep.
Steve Kerr coming up at 5.
And we'll see you Thursday. We'll be at Chase tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. And then come out to the watch party, Kings Warriors at the Public Market Emeryville.
No problem. We'll see if we can make it by the fourth quarter.
Looks like we got a date on 95. Hey. Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.